So, Monica, a minute ago we were talking about Tai Chi and how it helps longevity. Once when I was in Bangkok, I met a guy and he was doing Tai Chi and he looked really young. He used to take a cold shower every morning too.
Oh, wow.
Could you do that?
No, I don't think I could actually.
Yeah, I actually tried it for a while. And I felt so energized, and it was easy in Bangkok because it's really warm, but I couldn't keep it up, especially now that I'm in the cold climate. Have you heard about any other secrets of having a long life?
Yeah, I've heard of quite a few different secrets to having a long life. I guess one secret that a lot of different cultural groups seem to share is diet. If you take the Japanese as an example, they have a long life expectancy in comparison to other people from other countries. I think the Japanese eat a diet that's quite low in fat and reasonably low in salt as well. And I think their fluid intake is quite healthy because they drink a lot of green tea, which has antioxidants in it. And they eat a lot of soup, which has a lot of vegetables in it.
I've also heard that people in the Mediterranean have a little wine, not too much, but wine and olive oil, and then a lot of fish, seafood, that may be beneficial to a long life.
Yes, that's true. I've heard French people, for example, live a long life, and that has often been said due to a glass of red wine a day. And I know people think differently about alcohol and its effects on the body these days.
Right.
Yeah, because alcohol used to be considered quite a bad thing and discouraged in all forms. But now people tend to think that a glass a day is actually quite beneficial to your health.
I've also heard that people who laugh a lot tend to live longer.
Yeah, I've heard that too, because laughing releases natural endorphins, and I think that helps you physiologically and also psychologically. You are happier. Yeah, I think that long life is related to how you are feeling, the types of food you are eating, and of course, the quantity.